Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Schaefer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a line drive into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Campbell scores. Jackson moves to third. Stewart moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Stewart scores. Burton moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Banks reaches second base with a double. Burton scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks scores. Cowan moves to second. It's 8-1, Cubs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up towards short. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gordy Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier strikes out. Schaefer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Javier out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Jimmy Stewart. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive towards right. Shannon catches it and throws to first to double up Burton. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Campbell. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Dick Groat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver strikes out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Campbell. White moves to third. Maxville moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 3 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spezio moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Spezio moves to third. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell strikes out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz fires to first and picks off Rogers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Shannon moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Shannon moves to third. Warwick moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Cowan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowan. Shannon scores. Warwick scores. Flood goes all the way around to score. Brock moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-5, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-4 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.